Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There is no shortage of action going on with our partners at BetOnline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But we also got Major League Baseball coming back as well. For now, though, we got UFC, boxing, NASCAR, international soccer. They're all back. And BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NBA, NFL, and UFC happening live every day for our devoted gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive our welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag. Your online wagering experts. All right, guys. Welcome to our Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by Armchair Mia. Take a seat. Happy Thursday to you guys. Although I may not get this out till Friday. Oh, well. It's pouring down here in Houston. We're getting a whole bunch of rain. A lot of fun things happening. I mean, like, you know, obviously the COVID numbers keep going up, but we're getting more. Supposedly our hospital beds here in Houston are getting full because, well, we had a big spike. And there's debate of how this spike happened. You know, there's the people are blaming the, you know, people are saying it's the protests. You know, you got an argument there. But a lot of this happened when basically the governor of Houston decided to open up the state. Well, it was supposed to be 25% capacity. The thing is when this whole thing got announced that they were reopening, and no guidelines were being followed after that. People literally stopped wearing their masks. And a lot of restaurants I went to, they weren't following that 25% capacity rule. They had all their things available, all their tables. Some people were operating at 100% capacity. I mean, it just is what it is. Bars were doing it too, and given how spread out Houston is, I mean, it's a really big city. It's very hard to enforce these things. And you don't have, I don't think they're going to send police to every freaking business to do that. But it just, you know, it's our reality. It just is what it is. And of course, the governor wants to send the kids to school, you know, in September or August, whenever. He wants them back in the buildings. You know, as a father of three, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I mean, you hope by August the worst is behind you. I don't know. But it's just something, you know, if my kids have to start virtual, it's fine. I mean, I'm not going back to the office till the end of September. And to be honest with you, I may not be going back to the office ever again. So, you know, we had my current, you know, my job now, we had a talk about it. I mean, they may keep us, you know, if we want to stay remote, we can stay remote, and I may just do that. I mean, it's basically become the new norm for me now since March. You know, the last several years, the 3 years I've been working here, I mean, or 4 years almost, I worked from home when I needed to, and I actually missed the office banter, but, you know, now not so much. I mean, now that I've been doing this for so long, I mean, me and my teammates communicate, and there's so many ways you can talk to your teammate. I mean, whether it's IM, calling on the phone, Zoom meetings, whatnot. But I see that Pittsburgh's still holding it down as far as COVID goes, and congrats to you guys. I mean, if you're seeing less hospitalizations and whatnot, I mean, that's great. I mean, people can learn from example. And I just saw that the Hall of Fame game was canceled for NFL, which is unfortunate, but it's just an exhibition game. I know we want football back, but they'll come back. I mean, one way or the other. I mean, we had the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies and this and that, and yeah. But, you know, NHL, NBA are coming back, and of course, I don't know. I mean, the way things are going with the NBA with COVID, I'm not sure how it's going to come back. I mean, I saw at the NHL, you know, the Penguins lost their bid to be the hub city for the NHL. And I know that's unfortunate. But I think if I'm the Penguins, I would have reached out to the NBA and said, hey, if you want to bring the playoffs here, our city's small. There's not a lot of foot traffic. It's not a COVID hotbed. Why don't you bring the NBA here? We got a nice arena you can play your games in. We got plenty of hotels, especially on the North Shore, because, you know, we tore down a bunch of tailgating lots and built hotels above them. Plenty of places for these guys to stay. And they may not have to be in a bubble as much. I mean, that's what I would do if I was the Penguins. Bring NBA here. Bring NBA to Pittsburgh. Bring the playoffs. You know, give the players an option for the NBA, because I know they're all worried about this, how this whole thing's going to come out. And, you know, give them a peace of mind. I mean, at least that's what I would do. But, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. Even if they did reach out, I doubt the, you know, NBA may say, oh, you know, hey, thanks for your interest. Yeah, we'll think about it. Yeah, we're staying in Orlando. All right, so looking at the, let's get to some pit stuff here, because obviously we got, you know, plenty of that to talk about. Pitt football landed a commitment, although it's not been announced who it's been, but Pat Narduzzi and staff are obviously still in a tear. June is always their best month for commitments, because they usually have camps, but there's no camps, but they're still tearing it up. I mean, they're putting together one hell of a class, and I mean, it could be worse. It could be Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech's class is falling apart right now, and it obviously doesn't look good for Justin Fuente. But it's June, plenty of time to letter intent day and whatnot, and sign day. So, but, you know, Pitt football is obviously still, they're not letting, you know, the COVID stop them. They're going out and they're landing guys. I mean, that's pretty big. And if there's a season, I mean, there's a lot to be optimistic about. I said before, earlier this week on Twitter, that I said the most one position to look out for is tight end, because I think we have an opportunity to have a 1-2 punch. Lucas Kroll is going, you know, said that you know, he said to be a breakout player. One player I do like is Daniel Moraga. He's a tight end that we signed. I like his game film. And I think if we can get a 1-2 punch at tight end, it's going to open up the passing game a lot more. I mean, we saw what happened back in 2016 when we had a tight end and Scott Orndorff. I mean, it opened up a lot for us that year. You know, it opened up the passing game, the running game, and I mean, it did a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we didn't just have a tight end; we also had a fullback who can catch passes out of the backfield as well when needed. I mean, we could see that same scenario here coming up. And what's great about it is we may actually have a defense to counter it as well. 2016, we had a really potent offense, but our defense sucked for the most part. But we may actually have a defense that will sound scary on paper, but what's crazy is with Pitt football, it always looks so good on paper, but then when we take the field, it's a different story. We looked at 10, you know, on paper, 10 wins is always a possibility, 9 wins. We end up usually with 7 or 8. We somehow have some hiccups along the way. Now, Pitt basketball added a transfer, Nike Sabandi, a standout from Miami, Ohio. He averaged 13.9 points a game. 13.9. That's a good number, for averaging. And Pitt had a long list of suitors. You know, the guy had a long list of suitors for him, and you know, I mean, if you look at Pitt basketball's roster now, it looks a lot better. And I think this year, if there is a season, it's going to be a lot better. This team's going to be a lot more fun to watch. It's going to be a lot more better. As one person mentioned to me in my mentions, he said, X needs to learn to shoot. He's got a point. I mean, the loss of Trey hurts, but I think as shooting guard, we're going to be fine. Our front court is looking a lot better than what it had, than what it's been. It's not just going to be Terrell Brown. We're actually going to have some big men up on the front court, which has been desperately needed for a long time. I mean, when's the last time we had our good front court? I mean, it's been, I'm talking an actual good front court, not, well, so-and-so had, had a nice game against Duquesne. I'm talking about an actual guy, an actual presence. It's been a while. And, if it's one thing, Pitt basketball is known for during the Dixon Howland years, is we always had some guy in the front court that was a hellraiser. Whether it was Shevlin Troutman, Aaron Gray, Levin Kendall, DeJuan Blair. It's hard to say Stephen Adams because he was barely here a year, but yeah, it's been a while. So hopefully, look at the roster now. It looks a lot better, and I think this year will be more of an exciting year. And if all goes to plan, I don't see them making the NCAA tournament. Maybe NIT, CBI. I'm not getting my hopes up because, we haven't done Dick since Jamie Dixon left. But I think it's starting to come to play for Jeff Capel, and I think that, if all goes well, we'll have a good year. Ball resumes. Just let you know, stop by and see our friends at BetOnline.ag. They have the best odds and lines for the upcoming games and matches. They got the simulated NBA, NFL, UFC happen live every day for devout gamblers. They offer hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, best props. Visit now on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your welcome experts. And let's get to some more as I wrap up, because I really, it's you know, as far as slow news, I mean, yeah, MLB's back. They announced, and I'm not sure how it helps for Pirates fans, but, you know, maybe the Pirates will go on a tear. You never know. I mean, it's a short season. Anything is possible. But obviously the big thing that happened over the weekend was NASCAR. You all saw what happened there. I mean, obviously NASCAR's making some changes. They're eliminating the Confederate flag from their you know, from races. I mean, people flying it, they're getting rid of it. Obviously it's pissed off a lot of their base. Well, maybe not a lot, maybe some of them. And and as these things are happening, you know, Bubba Wallace had a Black Lives Matter, you know, he had a Black Lives Matter paint job, and he seems to have a lot of support from everybody. And something happened over the weekend where they found supposedly it was reported that a noose was found in his garage. And okay. All right, we're back. I had a phone call. That's what happens when you have work. But going back to Bubba Wallace. Now, you know, NASCAR obviously did the right thing by going to the FBI with this, and because, you know, if you given what's been going on, if you find a noose, a reported noose in somebody's locker, you definitely want to go to the FBI and investigate and figure out what's going on. I think the biggest thing that really came out of this that was bad was the fact that it made it to the media, and you know how things. Regardless if you're political, you know, regardless of what your political thing is, you know how both sides are. One side's going to sensationalize it, the other side's going to do the same thing as well. And obviously it creates debate and division. Because you got one side, you know, supposedly, well, it's just a lot to dig into. So I'm not going to spend the whole time with it, but I'm just saying that, you know how the media is when they get a hold of these, regardless of what, you know, what side you're on, they're going to sensationalize the hell out of it. And at the end of the day, at the FBI reported that the reported noose has been there for over a year, that there was nothing was planted. And the whole thing now is just a clusterfuck. Because you got one side, you know, obviously, whatever, you know, for one thing, Bubba Wallace didn't see the news till after the fact, until it was told, supposedly, but now it makes him, the whole thing kind of kills his integrity now, because they think this is another, they believe this is another hoax planted by them to gather up, you know, support and whatnot. And it just, you know, overall, the whole, you know, I think, you know, NASCAR did the right thing. I mean, they got the FBI involved. They took it seriously, which is great. But now after what happened, it's not good. And I think, you know, it was funny. It's weird because that day when it was announced, I was, an article came up about the whole thing, and I was reading it, and it said that supposedly that they're saying that the so-called noose that was planted may have been an inside job. And when I was reading it, because obviously these garages are secure and you have to have some sort of access to them, like badge access. And they said, so you're going to be clean people or people from Bubba Wallace's camp that planted the noose. And I can't say for a fact, for them, one of his people trying to plan it, unless they were doing it, to drum up some sort of, TV ratings and whatnot. I don't know. But once, it was, once I saw that reported, that may have been inside job, I kind of figured this was going to go a whole different direction. And it did. It was, supposedly it's been there. And it's just a big mess. So I'm not sure where, it goes from there. But all I can say is, I give props for NASCAR for taking it seriously, regardless of what it was. I mean, they never, obviously it's the first time seeing it and they thought the worst. I mean, hey, it's good that they reported it. It's unfortunate it made its way to the media, and how the media, regardless of your political affiliation, sensationalizes stuff. And now it's just, a lot of rah-rah stuff. Anyways, I'll leave it at that. I'm going to let you guys have the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Hell of a pit. Stay healthy. Stay happy. All that great shit. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.